Chapter 23. Marcia hurries off the jetway into the terminal at Logan Airport, but Lester is nowhere to be seen. Sure, he was in first class, but couldn't he have waited for her? Especially after their kiss of truth. Panic, she breaks into a run, looking in newsstands, craning her neck over lines of waiting restaurant customers, and pushing ahead of slowpokes on the moving stairways. Where is he? The men's room? She knows it's not a good idea to stand out when the authorities are looking for you, but wearing this black leather jacket and a dog catcher hat, these men will just think she's a crazy lady, not a luggage thief. Besides, she's a changed woman now, and the truth will protect her just the way her lies did in the past. She barges in and sees a whole line of male standing in front of the urinals, but the one she is looking for is not among them. "Lady, this is a men's room," shouts an elderly gentleman trying to cover himself. "Lester," she yells out, ignoring the old guy, banging on the stall doors and accepting the cold, hard truth that a he-man like Lester might have to unburden himself with a bowel movement bigger, more significant, even more powerful than her own miniature torpedoes. She cries his name out again and keeps pounding, but all she hears is, "I'm busy in here, go away," until one door actually opens, accidentally. The guy inside who forgot to lock obviously has spare time between connecting flights. He looks up in horror from reading a copy of Golf Digest on the toilet and shouts, "Jesus, fuck, there's a woman in here!" Damn right there is, and Marcia feels even stronger now that she's opened the can of worms known as human sexuality. Lester is not any man. No, he's the one man who made her tell the truth. So what if he stole her money? Her mother stole her emotions, her husband stole her libido, her daughter stole her dignity, and Daryl stole her right to sexual refusal. But this guy stole her damaged psychological baggage, and good riddance to it. He can have her old ID card, too. She's not that person anymore anyway. Marcia Sprinkle will never tell a lie again. "You have big feet," Marcia comments to the lady security guard sitting on a chair by the exit. It takes a second. She's never heard that one before. But the TSA agent laughs out loud. "I do," she calls good-naturedly, after Marcia, who's already on the down escalator. At the bottom, Marcia has a pang of nostalgia at seeing the usual chauffeurs with signs waiting for arriving clients. But not for long. There he is, or at least she thinks it's him. She's pretty sure she caught a glimpse out the window of that dog catcher jacket on the crosswalk headed toward the parking garage. The expensive one, like the lot she and Daryl used to park in. She breaks into a full run. It is him. Animal Control, it says in big, scary letters on the back of his uniform. Lester is getting into his vehicle now, a rusty but extremely sturdy hot rod dog catcher truck that looks like it's straight out of a 1950s cartoon. The confusing slogan, "Unleash it or lose it," is sloppily but aggressively painted on the side. As she gets nearer, she sees in smaller but neater print the name of a village that is miraculous to her eyes. Provincetown, Massachusetts. Of course, this mysterious dog catcher would live in the same small resort town as her hated ex-husband. It's divine intervention. Thank you, Apollo. Thank you, glamorous god of the truth. "Hey," she yells, "it's me from the plane, and there's lots more to tell." He guns the engine and peels out, just as Marcia grabs onto the door handle and runs along the side of the truck. If she wants an erotic life away from lies, she's going to have to work for it. "The whole truth, nothing but the truth," he orders lustily with a whistle through the space between his dentally challenged front teeth. "I stole your bag first," she wails in honesty, much to the bewilderment of a family they pass, loading their bags into the back of a station wagon. "The naked truth," he hisses through the moving truck's side window. "I want my husband dead," she hollers over the backfiring of his truck's souped-up chassis. Lester slams on the brakes. Whoa, maybe he's met his match. A woman with a secret as morally perverse as his own that eventually must be shared. Can two damaged people become one? And if so, does that equal three? The time has come to find out. "Get in," he barks in a dominant growl that melts the last icicle of Marcia's carnal denial. "Get in." Those same words she said to Daryl, now finally someone is saying to her. She climbs right up, ready for her first adventure out of sexual isolation. "Marcia Sprinkle," she introduces herself, sliding into the shotgun seat with new unchaste courage. "Lester Barnhill," he answers, swerving his vehicle through the exit by the suicide knob on the steering wheel and pulling over in a no-stop zone. "I bite," he pants with burning urgency. They kiss like cobras. They're a team now. "Look out, world. Look out."